Hello everyone, I'm João Vilaça. I'm a software engineer at Red Hat for a bit more than 3 years now. And today I want to share with you a little bit of our story with observability in the CubeVirt project. We'll start with a bit of a background about CubeVirt, the observability challenge that we faced, what was our approach to solve those difficulties, a little demo on how we are trying to do things now, and a bit of the lessons learned. So, for those of you that don't know CubeVirt, basically it's an API and a runtime that you can install over Kubernetes to manage and run virtual machines as native workloads. We are an open source project. We have over 5,800 GitHub stars, more than 300 contributors, 1,000 plus forks, and 10,000 PRs. This project is vendored and adopted by many organizations such as Red Hat, Microsoft, Cloudflare, NVIDIA, ARM, and many others. Basically, CubeVirt works with a lot of components. On the master node, we have, for example, the main controller to manage virtual machines, the API to handle the requests, but on each worker we also have an agent installed that's responsible to handle also the VM container. Here, with a bit more detail, we have all the names of these components. The idea here is to just to understand that CubeVirt is composed by many small parts. And what was then the challenge? So as the project progressed, CubeVirt had more end users, more vendors, and obviously with those, the requests for observability features and new signals kept increasing. In the beginning, it was rapidly growing, and as many of the projects you probably work on in the initial stage, we usually don't care that much about adding metrics, right? We just want to develop features that are needed, and sometimes we say, it would be nice to have this specific metric to track this, so let's just put it somewhere, let's just make it work so we can track it, let's just step by step applying some glue here and there so we can have the necessary observability stuff that appears at each time. So we called it like the initial Wild West approach. We had a lot of components and usually teams responsible for each of those components. And each developer would just go to the code and add, for example, Prometheus metrics, as they just had the documentation and thought, okay, this seems like the correct way to do it, let's just add it this way, and okay, it's working, totally fine. And a few years after that, this led to a high cognitive load. For example, when I started working on the project and I focused more on the observability, sometimes people would just request me to add some observability feature. For example, we wanted to add the stability levels for metrics, and what would it take to do it? I would need to go across several repositories. I didn't know where the metrics were being defined, how they were being defined, and it was really hard across those projects for me, for example, to keep a mental state of how each of those projects implemented the observability signals. So, and alongside with that, we had a lot of business logic intertwined with the observability logic. Usually, they would just go to the file where we want to track some specific signal and just add the logic to create a metric there and just define the metric there. But that doesn't scale for when you have a dedicated observability team. And also with that, we notice a lot of inconsistencies in the naming conventions, the labels, and as I said before, it was hard to add new features for across the rep.